Okay. All right, on page 58. And Dine Baruch Sha'amar V'inyana. Right? Okay, I don't think he's going to say this here, but according to Chazal, Baruch Sha'amar is a unique prayer. And this better be special. You better agree with this. Is that its origins are not with Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And it's not a Perek in Tehillim. In other words, if you're davening and you see, oh, this comes from Divrei Yomim, this comes from Tehillim, this comes from Yeshayahu, the Pesukim at the bottom, tell you where you'll find these prayers. So we know its source. If it's not one of those, it's Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Who wrote Havdalah? Who wrote Tefillas HaDerech? Who wrote Shemoneh Esrei? Who wrote, right? But Baruch Sha'amar, there's a tradition, I don't know if it's going to come out in one of these lines here, but there's a tradition that it was dropped from heaven. Now, that's probably whoever was the source of said, the very first time someone ever said that, is because that's what you say when you don't know its origin. Okay. But so that's just the tradition.
The Torah was.
I understand, but given with Moshe can testify to that, that. We don't know the person who's there, who picked it up, who found it in a bottle. I'm just saying, Ms. Dama, if push comes to shove, and you ask me, so really, who wrote it? That's the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. I mean, it's the opening bracha. They don't say that about Yishtabach. There's another thing about Baruch Sha'amar is that there is a tradition that it has 87 words in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we discussed this earlier, and therefore, it should be Befe Amo, not Befi Amo.
Oh, yeah.
So here, it say that the Nusach here is Befi, you see it?
Yeah.
But there is an asterisk there, and it says Kein Hagirsa Beseder Rabbi Amram Gaon Ubaavud Raham V'Chein Hu B'Chol Asidurim. Okay. V'Chein Yira V'Yesh Gorsin Befe Shehu B'Gematria Pezayin. So the 87 words that so that there should be a word whose gematria is 87 in Baruch Sha'amar, and that would be Befe.
Mm.
Right? Happens to be my man. I have always grown up saying Befeh. Befeh Amo, not Befi Amo. Okay. Grammatically, it should Mistama be Befi Amo. Befeh is not a construct. Fi is a construct. Right? Although I must say, there are constructs, the mouth of Befeh Amo. All right? Okay, just one if you don't mind, one last I have to tell you is that I haven't seen this except in scholarly journals, is that in France and in Germany in the Middle Ages, fi was a pejorative, was a curse word. So there's a tshuva of the Tajbates, 12th century Ashkenaz. He says that when you say Hashem's v'sai tiftach, you should say upi yagiti l'secha, because ufi yagiti l'secha sounds like and I'm telling God fi, right? So fie was I don't know what today would be, but it's mamash a curse word. So he said to alter the text in order to that it shouldn't sound when he's saying out loud ufi yagiti l'secha. If I'm davening in a country where that's a curse word, it's not shaykh in that country to use such a word. So that could be what's going on here.
Hmm.
The fi, we're praising God with fi. No, we're praising God with fe. What happens if fe becomes a pejorative,
But we don't do that anymore.
In Yiddish it is, by the way. Yeah, fe.
Right?
What?
We don't do stuff like that anymore.
What can I say? I mean, let me ask you this question. I know it might even be funny, but what if this is what you flash at someone when they cut you off on the highway?
I don't think we would change it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, instead of a different configuration of your fingers.
I don't think you and your colleagues would get together and change.
No, I don't think so. But imagine, just imagine if everyone, with a different, pointing at the people. I will tell you this. There's something comparable is that, there is an official body that works in the church on translations. So they just officially retranslated all of the King James Bibles, all of the official translations, the word shalal. Shalal, you know what that is, right? It's spoils. But in the official King James Bible that was written in the 1500s, it's booty. So it was almost funny because they came out with a whole scholarly article about why they have to change it from booty, because booty now has a... some kind of, you know, negative kind of thing. They don't want to have, the kids are going to snicker when they, you know.
But booty meant like stolen treasure.
Yeah.
Oh,
shalom.
Okay.
That's what shalom means.
Okay.
Usually at war, so I don't know if
you
call it
mean
stolen.
Spoils of war. Spoils, I thought you meant like spoiled food.
No, no, spoils of war.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoils.
Bizui, shalal, you know, it's using, it's in the Torah. Mm.
So chalik shalal, right?
Yeah, yeah. You'll divide the spoils.
That's Shir Hayam or something,
I think. Yeah, yeah. Achalik shalal tim lem nafshi. Uik chabit hashem yadina. Achalik shalal tim lem nafshi. Yeah. So that's the question. Should we react in our, you know, just because they give this narishkeit, I have to change my nusach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's why befi befeh? So some say it's a gematria. So it might be the same thing as this taj beit son. Hashem
Svesay Tiftach. And why that one word to satisfy the gematria out of all the words?
So I think it was the fi fe.
Yeah,
fi. Don't say fi. You know. And then say, oh, there is a tradition that there are 87 words in this. That's gematria paz, which means gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a golden prayer or something like
what
that.
What did you mention just now, Tashbetz?
He's the one who says to say upi yagid. What happens when p becomes a pejorative, right?
Right.
You see, gematria paz. You see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nachon la'omro me'umad. It's better to say, we should be saying Baruch Shem are standing, we always do. V'afilu b'yachid, even if you're davening alone. V'ocheiz beiz tzitzio shelefon. Very famous. I see people, you know, with the four tzitzis. They take the two from the back, the two from the front. So, I'll tell you this. There are lots of different minhagim. I always just take the two in the front. Even for Shema, you ever see people take all four?
Yeah, art school says to take all four.
Because right before Shema, there's a prayer that says, Vavienu shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz.
Right.
It's like symbolic of taking the Jews from all four corners of the world. So I take all four corners of my garment and I have it in front of me. Fine. Problem with that is that it's according to, I'm not going to say you know everybody, because I can't say that such a wide practice, especially some of which is in print, is something that is mevatel yitzitzis. But you're not supposed to take the from the back to the front. Nor the front to the back. It's a garment that's mechaseh, it's covering you. You know what I'm saying?
Then you don't have four corners all around you? Is that a problematic?
Because the corners in the back are supposed to stay in the back of you, not in front of you. So if there is a tradition of kissing tzitzis, it should only be the two that are right in front of you.
Is there an opinion brought down like that, or is this what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Well, see here, he says that in Baruch Shomar, just take the front two. We'll see what he says about Kriyat Shema. 6 years from now, you get that. Okay, so. Nachon l'amro me'umad va'afilu b'yachid va'ochez beis tzitziyos shel fanav va'eis amiris baruch she'amar u'l'achar shemesayim yinashkein. And afterwards you give a kiss to show you love the mitzvah.
After baruch she'amar.
Right. Love it, yishbechos.
People hold the tzitzis during baruch she'amar the whole time?
Yeah.
I think it's in there somewhere.
It's not in there. Yeah.
I'll look again.
Okay, base. Kodim shesiyeh machazen, one acharav amen. Why would I think not to? I hear a bracha. Let me say amen.
What if you're in the middle of your bracha? Baruch Shemar, and he's finished on it.
He's going to get to that. But if you finish first, obviously not, because he's only saying you only answer a main if you finish first. It's the chiddush. I should always answer a main to a bracha. Not so fast. You see, Baruch Sha'omar, what did we say about Baruch Sha'omar? The Sukkot Zimmer Yishtabach. It's all one big piece.
Mm.
So if I make an a main, I mean, there's almost a universal minhag before Kriyat Shema not to answer that a main, right?
Yep.
Are you familiar with it?
Yep.
So that rather than finish that whole bracha before him and force yourself basically to answer amen, what you should do better is say it all together, like Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael too.
Was that all true for Mariv also?
Yes, absolutely. What's the lumdis? Is that the bracha before Kriyat Shema is a birchas hamitzvah for Kriyat Shema.
Mm-hmm.
as if they were saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hashem Mitzvah Mitzvahnu, the Krua is Shema.
Like Megillah. Okay.
Right. So you shouldn't answer a main right after your own bracha before you do the mitzvah. If you're not saying Shema and you're someone else saying Shema, okay, answer a main for his bracha.
Mm.
The guy saying the bracha for shofar, for Megillah, for whatever else, he's not answering main after his own bracha. So I'm saying a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema, but I'm in a quandary. Someone else is saying that bracha out loud. We discussed this before with Hallel and Sfiras HaOmer, when you're about to make the same bracha you're hearing. Maybe you shouldn't answer Amen.
The Arts Girl prints Amen after the bracha. Shows Amen.
Yeah. So if you finished before him, you should answer Amen. But the prevailing custom is to not put yourself into such a situation, and the Chazan usually knows that. He slows down.
Baruch Atah Hashem. What if he finished all the way till Baruch and he still has like a paragraph? Should he just wait there?
That's a good question. Yes, but not longer than it would take to say the whole bracha from beginning to end. So that's why it's you know, some of those chazanim who are like yodeling away, but no, they get to business. Mm.
Do you also not want a headache between the time you finish the bracha and you say Shema, whatever you're doing? Is that also an issue or not?
Well, as long as you don't have a zechadas. If you're going to say Bochem Ma'isra Bavo and then start reading the Wall Street Journal, then.
Right.
Wall Street Journal, no, but maybe the New York Post you can read. Anyway, so. You have to measure it.
But why can't you say Amen if you finish early? You're just waiting. It's like if you like
Hanukkah. Because you have a it's not no longer talk de tibur. You finished your bracha. Now you have to another bracha.
Yeah.
But it acts like a birchas mitzvah, like a birchas Torah almost. Like it doubles for a birchas Torah. We know that, right? If you didn't make a birchas, we talked about that much. Okay. So he says, "Im siyem baruch she'amar kodim she'siyem achazan one acharav amen." The chiddush is that even though it's like one long bracha, that amen might be seen as some kind of a hefsek, still answer amen. Avol im siyem im achazan b'shava lo yane amen. Okay, if we finish at the same time, don't answer amen, because then it looks like you're answering for yourself. V'chein adin b'chol habrachas actually, chutz mi amen al birchas yishtabach.
Can I ask a diuk?
What's the difference between these three? He's about to say, but let's see if we can figure it out. Because Sfarim actually say Amen if the wrong bracha. Is that Marv with Sfarim?
Yes, but I don't remember.
After a series of fucking brachas, they say Amen after the wrong bracha. I mean, can we have one place where Ashkenazim do that? Think of it.
Benching.
Amen. Same Gemara that says that we say Nebuchim HaMishalim. Amen. 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 Is why his father said, "Baruch Hashem, Shemayim Yisrael." Amen. Marv is now over. Benching is now over. Marv is now over. They say, "Yeah, I have to halal." I think some of them say Amen after their own bracha. So he says, "Also for Ashkenazim too." Amen. If you find yourself after that's like a series of brachas, and the three examples are Shtavach, the end of Halal, and the end of Marv, Shemayim Yisrael. Why not Shacharis? The Shacharis, you have to be Somech Geulah Tefillah. Really, it's much stronger than Marav, because we have to be left Egypt in the morning.